AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Control of the Senate is still up for grabs, with no winner yet in Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. In Georgia,
I'll ask the voters to come out and vote one last time.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there will be a runoff December 6th between the incumbent, Democrat Raphael Warnock, and Republican Herschel Walker.
Our office has already begun the behind-the-scenes work to start building the ballots. So ballots are being built as we speak, and counties are making preparations.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson has won another term. Voters in Massachusetts approved an amendment to the state constitution that will increase taxes on those earning more than $1 million a year. Russia's military says it is withdrawing from Kherson in Ukraine.
The top Russian military commander in Ukraine has reported to Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu that it was now impossible to deliver supplies to the city of Kherson and other areas on the western bank of the Dnieper River that it lies on. Shoigu has agreed with his proposal to retreat and set up defences on the eastern bank. Ukrainian authorities have not immediately confirmed the move. President Volodymyr Zelensky has suggested in recent days that the Russians were feigning a pullout from Kherson in order to lure the Ukrainian army into an entrenched battle. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The parent company of Facebook, Meta, says it's laying off 11,000 workers. The AP's Barbara Ortete explains why.
He says online advertising, economic trends are all part of the reason. But the company is also seeing increased competition, especially from TikTok and Instagram. It's not holding people's attention as much right now.
Twitter began adding gray official labels to some high-profile accounts to indicate that they are authentic. A few hours later, the labels started disappearing. The rollout by Elon Musk's company appears arbitrary. This is AP News. The hurricane forecast for Florida is forcing NASA to delay a moon rocket launch again.
NASA was aiming for an Artemis launch from the Kennedy Space Center Monday, but now says it's pushing that back to Wednesday at the earliest because of Nicole, threatening to hit Florida's east coast around midnight as a hurricane. Evacuations are underway, and the National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi says warnings are in effect from Boca Raton to around Daytona Beach.
Strong tropical storm category 1 hurricane is expected to be the landfall intensity, and up there near the Cape Canaveral area, the hurricane conditions are possible.
Fuel leaks have kept the rocket grounded since August, then Hurricane Ian forced it back to the hangar. It's now back on the launch pad. NASA said the rocket is designed to withstand heavy rains and high wind. I'm Julie Walker.
Fresh off winning the World Series, Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker has agreed to a one-year contract to remain with the team next season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.